proposal, they're saying that the department expects that many of the workers currently paid the sub-minimum wage will move into jobs that pay full wages, which will improve their economic well-being and strengthen inclusion for people with disabilities in the workforce, which unfortunately is not true, because most of the disabled population that works at the workshops are not able to work out in the community. If they're under the age of 25, they first have to go through voc rehab to make sure that they're not eligible for, quote, normal employment out in the community. Plus, they would then lose all of their benefits, including Medicaid, their Medicaid waiver for their care, food stamps, anything like that. So we would basically be pushing them out into the streets and into poverty.